While they're all talking state standards,
we're sitting on a bar stool making fun of them.
Here we go. Classroom Brew Podcast.
Buddy, welcome back to the podcast. And sometimes when we do this podcast, we do it from home, and ideally you do it at home, but sometimes you have to do it from the car with a lav mic because you are pressed for time. So that's what we're doing for this one. We're recording this one from the car, obviously, for a CarCast episode. This is a non-alcoholic episode for obvious safety, moral, and legal reasons. But if you are a fan of the show, I appreciate it. Make sure you spread the word. You can obviously find us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. And of course, you can support the show and go above and beyond by going to patreon.com/classroombrew. Because my little reminder sticky note is kind of minimal because I can't exactly read it as closely as I normally would, I'm going to keep it at that. But a huge shout out to our Patreon members for supporting the show and going above and beyond. You guys are the best. And again, patreon.com/classroombrew to join those awesome people in supporting the podcast. Anyways, I'm leaving the school now. It's been a long day. Right now we are dealing with some severe senioritis. Our students who are supposed to graduate pretty soon, but TBD on that one. Now, senioritis is nothing new. It's nothing crazy that I'm not the first person talking about this. I'm not even the first person. It's not the first time I've talked about it on the podcast. It comes up pretty much every single year. The problem, though, is that we have these, as high school teachers, we have certain requirements for civics and a civics service learning project, as well as the public law exam, which used to be the competition, the constitution exam. Now, for us, when, you know, depending on, maybe I'm dating myself here, when I was taking the public law or constitution exam when I was in school, we basically took a 100 question test on the federal government and federal policy, and then 50 questions on state government. So if you're counting, and if you're good at math, that's 150 questions. And for us, we were required as students to get, I want to say, a 90 or better if we were going to get credit for passing. So like, we got the grade that went into our grade book. I assume it's all a blur. But then we also, you know, had the pass fail. And again, we had to get a 90 or better, which is an A in most states, most districts. For us, there are some schools that do require that higher letter grade, and I understand why. But our test is only 45 questions, and we require a two-thirds majority, which is a little bit on the nose, but a two-thirds majority. In other words, you need to get 30 correct answers out of 45 questions. And man, every year, no matter what, it is a struggle. So I've spent a lot of time with kids that didn't pass it with me when they were sophomores, just doing it after school. So I guess you could say this is episode 346, but it is day in captivity, number 346, if you will. I don't know. So it's been kind of frustrating because some of them are just freely admitting, almost bragging that they haven't studied for it at all. So that's fun, I guess. Thank you for wasting my time. I'm all about, like, you know, if you have multiple opportunities, in this case six, it's probably a good idea to try it, see what you did well on, I guess. They're not really asking to see it, even though I'm like, do you want to see what you got wrong? And they're like, no, I'm just going to wing it. So that's fun. But my concern is the lack of communication. And if you are a teacher, you know how truly important it is to communicate with your colleagues for the sake of everything. to go well, or at least everything not to go completely wrong. But I guess I'm baffled at the number of adults who are just going ahead and doing things and not even asking questions, or if something is happening in the building, the immediate jump to judgment as opposed to questioning why someone made that decision or why things are the way they are, or, you know, figuring out where things or decisions might come from. Like, stuff that's even above, you know, our pay grades as teachers, or something that is a graduation requirement. And again, things that we don't decide. We are just there to support and make it happen and uphold them, depending on the situation. But no one's coming from a place of curiosity. Like, what's the Ted Lasso quote that I think the show Ted Lasso claimed it was Walt Whitman, but it's not actually a Walt Whitman quote. It's be curious, not judgmental. And we have none of that this year. And granted, it's, you know, typical workplace issues, typical workplace drama. Maybe that's where people learn from it. The kids are seeing how we're interacting, and then that just produces more judgmental, non-collaborative colleagues who cause more problems for people, as opposed to trying to help them just do their jobs. It is what it is. Which is a good segue, because as you know, Peter is on the podcast about every other week or so, sometimes more. It just kind of depends on scheduling, to be honest with you. But Lish, who has been, you know, supporting the show pretty much since the first year of the podcast and is one of our awesome Patreon members, so she reached out and pointed out a couple things. The first is that, and this is also, well, I'm just going to make it my own version here. We talked about, can you say that a kid is a jerk or an asshole or a dick or whatever it might be if they are acting like that? And truly, my belief, and Lish had her own story, it was far more pragmatic than my own, but Lish had her own story about a 7-year-old. And to me, like, we know that, like, 50% of at least America, Chicago society, is a bunch of assholes. I got cut off on my way home from work after a really long, shitty day, and the guy flipped me off for cutting me off. I get off of Lakeshore Drive on that very same drive after getting flipped off for someone else cutting me off, and a different driver starts to go when I'm already 90% done with my left turn, to where, maybe not 90%, but I'm well into the left turn, and he's trying to turn left, and so I have to slam on the brakes, and I honk, and he flips me off. All this to say and vent that half of people are not only idiots, but absolute dicks. So, of course, I think we should start pointing, as long as you're not impacting the way that you treat or talk to that student, as long as it's all behind closed doors and there's still positive intent in the long run, I think it's perfectly fine to just call a spade, or in this case, call a dick, because some people are, and some kids are, and hopefully they grow out of it. Ooh, there's sirens. By the way, I'm for sure using a lav mic so that it's pinned to my shirt so I don't have to hold a mic and feel like an even bigger weirdo than I already do. Everyone thinks I'm just talking through Bluetooth on the phone like a normal person. But nope, talking to myself, well, talking to podcast listeners. Just basically talking to myself at this point because no one's actually here. You guys will hear this afterward. So, thanks. Which I guess cool that we were the number two teacher comedy podcast on, was that FeedSpot? So check out FeedSpot. Some really cool stuff on there, teacher-related content and non-content. But they basically have like a blog space as well for them to talk about different podcasts they're listening to, as well as other things. It's not just podcasts. Anyway, the big thing that Lish was pointing out is how crazy, because she teaches elementary, and I like how I'm explaining that, and Lish is listening to this as well, being like, oh, great, I didn't know that. But pointing out how crazy it is that the issues that Peter and I, who are high school teachers, how similar they are to the issues that are being faced in elementary school. The big one we were talking about, for example, from last week or the week before, was the issue of redirecting kids, because that's our job, but then getting zero support when, like, that kid might not be our student, or we need some sort of, like, school-level recourse for a student's actions or whatever it might be, and not getting it. And so, therefore, why the fuck would we redirect a kid again, ever, if we're just going to be made out to be the asshole and get no support? So, what I liked about, well, I guess what's disconcerting, what I liked about it is that it's a universal experience, but I guess I'm confused as to the confusion of certain administrators and deans when it's like, oh, yeah, if you don't support teachers and support students to address these problematic behaviors at the elementary level, I wonder why these problems are continuing at the middle and high school level. Like, interesting. And to really, like, exemplify this, I have one student who is new, has transferred in, and has some, I have some concerns. And to exemplify these concerns and also keep it in the past and not as much in the present, after a series of incidents with this student, not me in particular, but with students and other staff, I decided to look a little deeper and figure out what's going on here. And this particular student, who is now a junior that I have in class, when they were in fifth grade, they consistently called their teacher a fat bitch and hoped that they would die. And when they were in sixth grade, they threatened multiple times to slit the throat of one of their classmates. And I'm sorry, but I didn't see any interventions on that particular log for this behavior. It just kind of happened, and the teacher requested support, and guess what the response? What? There was none. And that's a safety thing. I mean, maybe there's something that took place with, like, a different place where that would get logged for some reason, but honestly, the fact that that trail pretty much went cold, and then suddenly it's just like, and student transferred 2 years later. A little bit concerning. A little bit concerning. Especially with the violence towards students, and obviously the harassment towards staff and the threats towards staff. That's just problematic. But point being, these are things that if you're not supporting the staff at the elementary and middle school level, and you're not supporting the kids at the elementary or middle school level, of course it's going to be a clusterfuck by the time they get to the high school level. There's only so much that we can move the needle at the high school level, even the middle school level, and arguably maybe even fourth and fifth grade, you know? There's so many different learned behaviors that are reinforced, you know? Whether it's, like, intentionally or unintentionally reinforced, you know, like getting candy or a bag of chips after you cursed out your teacher in first period and you're returned also while first period is still happening, not even 5 minutes later. That's super restorative. Awesome, right? If you can sense the sarcasm in my voice, it's not just because I'm sitting in traffic. Anyway, hopefully this sounds okay, by the way, because not my usual mic or mic's setup, and obviously not my usual recording space. But you know what? Welcome to the CarCast. You're going to hear some road noise. It just is what it is. This would seriously be the ultimate incognito mode. Like, if I wanted to, like, well, I mean, I guess you could always do that. And anyone's recording at any time. You never know. But the ultimate incognito mode, CarCast, is a lav mic because I'm not holding a microphone. I like that. I think it's less weird to be holding a microphone than it is to still have a microphone. It's just more so the perception that other people have of me while I'm in the car. I wish that we could tint our windows a little bit more in the state of Illinois. Anyway, so yeah, we got, by the time the episode comes out, I will almost be on spring break. We take it a little bit later in Chicago Public Schools, and it's fine. It's Chicago. We are a public school system. It sort of lines up with other districts in the area, but it's taken a while to get there. At this point, I'm in a flow state. I have to do this, like, by the time I'm done, it'll wind up being like 15, 20 pages, maybe more, multiply it by three classes, because I have to basically, ooh, that guy has a cool, Oh, what a dick. That guy has a cool muffler. Must be compensating for something. So to avoid going to this district-wide curriculum that's really inequitable for most of our district, we have to basically justify the curriculum that we've spent years working on and crafting and perfecting and polishing and modifying each year and making sure it's accessible and, you know, making it as fun as we can. And the process is going to take me truly weeks. And they gave us little to no notice. And when I say that, I mean less than 48 hours notice for a process that is, you know, at minimum, going to take quite a bit of time, considering I have to go through the day-to-day of each unit. So that means I have to go through approximately 180 days of instruction for three classes. So 180 times three. To then fill out a 43-part rubric. There are 43 categories or indicators. And then I have to write a narrative with accompanying evidence of that indicator with specifics in the narrative. And it takes quite a bit of time. And guess what? The people who assigned it to us are just now realizing how much work it truly is. So their generous extension on truly probably hundreds, if not thousands of hours of work, they said, well, we wanted it March 14th. How about March 15th? We go fuck yourselves. We have since, luckily, our admin. Here's a win for admin. So I'm not always going to, you know, badmouth admin in general. I happen to like my admin at my building. No admin is perfect, but I do like my admin. And they advocated for us to get more time. Now, granted, we have spring break coming up, and I refuse to work on this during spring break. For, you know, union and personal and principal reasons, PLE principal. But we have until April 12 now. So imagine this. I am wasting precious time when I could be teaching my classes. And instead, my classes are doing Khan Academy for the SAT and PSAT, which is coming up right after spring break, which I guess that's good that worked out. But instead of me teaching the high-quality curriculum that I have created, I have to spend pretty much all of my prep period, lunch break, even time during class, working on justifying and explaining the curriculum that I wish I was presently teaching, but instead have to waste time explaining it. And guess what? After all this work, I guarantee you, they're going to take it and go, okay, thanks. It is encouraging, though, that the person that is actually, like, specialized in our field of social studies looked through like 90% of everything over the past couple of months. Notice the time frame on that, by the way, a couple of months, and has pointed out and already indicated that it is high quality and therefore justified for us to not use the district curriculum, but I still have to go through all the busy work of justifying it. Cool. Which, wouldn't it be more efficient to just, if the person that's in charge of this and is going to evaluate it anyway, if they've already looked at it all and evaluated it, can't they just, like, go through and check a box and then, as professionals, trust that they... Why do I have to waste my time? Is what I'm trying to say. But you know what? It is what it is. I'm going to get it done. I know that I will. I have out of... Oh, geez. There's three courses... AP Psych's entirely different, so I don't have to do it for that. We only offer three core courses, which is kind of scary, because, you know, most schools offer more than that. But, all right, so we have, what, 43 or 44, so that's approximately 132 boxes I have to fill with this narrative, with evidence, and all of it. And I only have 75 to go at the time of this recording. So, wish me luck. I'm in a flow state. Again, day 346 of my captivity. I wish it was only 346. Episode 346 of my captivity as a teacher. Yeah. So, if you're doing something similar, let me know. Reach out. We also asked a week ago or so about transferable skills for teachers who might be seeking to exit the field. Not asking for me, asking for a friend. Maybe asking for me, I don't know. So if you got anything like that, cool. You can always email me, classroombrew@gmail.com, or send me a DM on Instagram. It's at Classroom Brew on all social medias, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or whatever the other one was that no one talks about anymore because it's bought by a terrible person. By the way, yes, I am aware that we have been very inactive on social media. The world of teaching and coaching is very hectic. And as you just heard me complain about, there's even more on my plate. But I promise we will get it, the social media, the Instagram, up and running again. Well, not it's up there. It didn't leave. But we'll get it back in full swing soon. TBD. But thank you guys so much for listening. If you were listening and drinking along for this one, cheers to you. Or if you were 100% sober and in the car like I am, then I hope that you are also on your way home and not on your way to work. But have a good rest of your week. And sorry if your spring break ended or if you have spring break starting soon. I'll be on it soon as well. And until next week, class is finished.
This is Classroom Brew.